Okay. So in that video, you kind of saw that there were, solar panels being installed on the land and kind of what needed to be done in order to do that. So in contrast, here is sample language for the, activities that you would need to, do to have a wind project. So here you'll notice like specific references to wind energy and wind turbines. I'll give you a second to read this. It's, largely similar to the solar project sample language, except for those references about the different technologies and the types of energy.
So could I ask a question?
Sure.
It strikes me from just having seen these projects, from the, in isolation, that at a wind project, the landlord or the original owner can make more use of the land. Like in the solar project, the way that field was set up, there was really very little that I could imagine that the owner was allowed to do once the solar panels were in place. Although I did see sheep grazing there towards the end. Am I right that in a wind project, the owner has more use of the land while the wind project is in operation?
Yes, that's right. And so I actually have another short video to share with you, like that shows how like a part of the construction of a wind project. And then I do have a couple slides about the owner's like continued use of the land, in a wind project versus a solar project. But yes, that is correct that, in a wind project, the landowner could, potentially continue farming the land, for example, so long as that doesn't interfere with the, like the wind project itself. Okay, so now I'll share with you this quick video just to contrast the, the differences between the two types of projects.
Thank you.